Let's continue. So we talked yesterday about the Mishnah that says Al Tasem Atara Lehisgadol Bahem. Don't use it as a shovel to promote your own needs. And we spoke at the Rambam Shita about learning in Kolel and, you know, that concept. So what did Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner say about this? So he says something else. He says that a person should, on the one hand, realize the greatness of his zechus that he has in learning Torah. Someone that has the opportunity to learn Torah should realize, wow, it's a great zechus that I have, right? But you know, on the other hand, don't let it get to your head. So don't make it a crown on your head, like, oh, I'm so great that I'm learning. You should realize the opportunity that you're given. Wow, I have the opportunity to learn, but don't let it, you know, get to your head and, you know, become too of a much of a balgaiva through your learning. Okay. He says more than that. He says, he says sometimes a person may give drushes and may tell people how great Torah is, how great Torah, oh, Torah is great, Torah is amazing, Torah is this, that. And really his intention is, you know why he's saying that? Because what he's trying to say is, and by the way, I study Torah, so imagine how great I am. Right? Meaning if a person's got to kind of separate himself from it. And when a person is analyzing the greatness or the opportunity of learning Torah, it shouldn't be in order to look at himself a certain way. It should be purely, you know, l'shem shemayim, purely for the sake of heaven and for the sake of the emes in praising the Torah and all the Torah's ways.
Okay? Rabbi, I was thinking today about what you said yesterday about the Rambam and all that.
Yeah.
I really think working, making a parnasa and learning Torah is like the best of both worlds. I really do. Like, I mean, those who have gifts, or, you know, it's a thing if they're like exceptional scholar, you know, and they need to learn, that's whatever, Hashem put them in that position. But my accountant, you know what, when every time I go to his office, he has a sign behind him. He's a firm accountant, and he has a sign saying something like that. It's a line, and maybe it's the Rambam, I don't know. It says parnasa with Torah is like the never having to require the needs of the community to be supported is like the sweetest
way to live. There's something like that. But the Beit Yosef basically says that it really depends on the society you live in, because in some places, if the society doesn't allow for that, then it's more that you have to give up one of them. Then obviously you should make Torah a priority. It's not possible for most people, you know, for. The question is, you know, yeah, at what point does a person, you know, make that shift, you know?
And the Rambam only started becoming a doctor after 50. He went to medical school all those years beforehand. He just never practiced. Is that what happened?
I don't think there was like medical school back then. I think the Rambam studied, I think he read medicine. Yes, he studied medicine, but that was as a chachmah. That wasn't as preparing him for a profession. That was the Rambam's pursuit of wisdom, you know? And the Rambam's pursuit of wisdom was all as part of his mission of understanding God, right? So that was all the Rambam's vision of how to understand Hashem better, ultimately. But the Rambam himself has a poem somewhere that he writes. And he writes in there, he says, even though I study all these things, I pray to Hashem that you should make it, keep it for me, that my passion is always only about the Torah. You know, so it's just funny how everyone takes the Rambam as being like the multicultural symbol of, you know, of all these things. It's not accurate, really, in terms of who the Rambam was, obviously. Okay. Now let's continue into the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yosi Omer called Mechaber Es Torah, someone that gives cover to the Torah. Gufo Mechaber Al Mechubar Al Brios. He will be honored by the Brios. He will be honored by those created by people around him. But if he's mechal the Torah, then gufa mechulal ala brios, then his guf will become desecrated, you know, amongst other people. So he says that the Reb Chaim Blazner says it's a very similar concept, right? He says sometimes you'll have a talmid chacham. This actually happened with some people here in Miami, that there was a certain person that used to come collecting money. And actually, literally, the story that Reb Chaim Blazner discusses, okay, he says that that a person, the Gemara says that a Talmid Chacham should not wear dirty clothing. Yeah, he has to look nice. But sometimes it comes to a point where a person will say, "Wow, the Torah is so chashuv that if I study Torah, I gotta look, I gotta look tip top." And he starts investing into his clothing and all that, and it starts going over the top. And the whole time he's saying, "Well, it has to be covered for the Torah, covered for the Torah," right? So he says, a person that's mechalal Torah, then even if he gives himself kavod, that's not called kavod, okay? And a person that gives kavod to the Torah, even if he himself doesn't act in a way that deserves kavod, he will get kavod. You don't have to worry about that. You have to, so in other words, I remember that happened to some people here, is that there was a person that would come and tell Talmid Chacham of some sort, and eventually things started changing, started becoming, and one time he walks in with like these expensive watches and stuff like that, and he says, he has to look good or whatever. And it was starting getting to the point, like these guys are like, your watch is more expensive than mine, your car is more, like, what is going on over here? And whatever, it wasn't good, So that's what literally Reb Chaim Blazner says. He says, the person that's mechabed the Torah doesn't have to worry that much about his own guf, kavod. The kavod will come. He has to look fine, straight, clean, but not over the top. Over the top is no good.
I have a friend who has a Rolex for Shabbat. And I was making fun of him, and he's like, it's covered for Shabbat. It's my Shabbat watch. I don't know. For Shabbat, I don't know if this is the shtick he says. I'm really not sure.
Okay, look, if there's such a thing, he likes the watch and he wants to know, should we wear it Shabbat or not? It makes sense. If you can't afford that, so just get some gefilte fish. It's also called Shabbos.
I prefer gefilte fish personally. Yeah. Watch does nothing for me. Gefilte fish with chayim.
Gefilte fish with chayim. Well, we'll do the trick. Right? Exactly. Moroccan fish too. Okay. So now Rabbi Yishmael Beno Omer. Rabbi Yishmael Beno says. Rabbi Yishmael the son of Rabbi Yossi says. Hachoisech atzmoi min hadin. Someone that protects himself from din. In other words, he tries to avoid the responsibility of din. Then porek mimenu, he saves himself from eva gezel shvua shav. He saves himself from many things. In other words, a person should not look to be put in a position that he has the responsibility to answer certain questions. V'agas liboy b'hoira, but someone that's a balgaiva that says, "Yeah, bring me, I'll answer all the questions, no problem." Shoita, he's a fool. V'rasha, and he's evil. V'gas ruach, and he's a balgaiva. So it's pretty interesting. But the point is that the idea is that a person has a responsibility to deal with those questions that come his way, but they don't have to kind of run and offer to everybody and take pleasure in dealing with and putting themselves in that type of position. Okay, that's not so negiah for most people. The next mission is interesting. It says, "Who are you, Omer? Alti don yechidi. Do not judge by yourself. She'ain don yechidi ela echad. Because there's only one that can judge himself. Obviously, Hashem. Hashem. Otherwise, you should not be judging things yourself. Va'al tomer kablu daiti. And don't say, accept my opinion. She'ain rishon v'la'ata. Meaning to say, if you didn't judge yourself, so what's the case? Someone comes to you for a question and you say, well, okay, I'm not going to judge myself. So what do? I bring two other guys from the street and I make a Beis Din. But here I am, I'm going to tell them what to say. So then what's the point? It's the same thing. So if you're going to bring in two people to make a Beis Din, don't tell them what to do. Because then again, you're back to square one. Okay? So the Reb Chaim Volozhin says, even the Gadol Hadar should not judge himself. Even the Gadol Hadar should only judge with the assistance of an entire Beis Din. And the people that are on the Beis Din, he should let them talk and he should not convince them what to say.
Okay. Generally, you should get the opinion of other people before making decisions. You shouldn't go solo in making decisions.
Correct. Correct. Because at the end of the day, the only Hashem can judge himself. Right? And he says that the Reb Chaim Volozhin makes a knech out of it. He says this that way, it says the only judge that judges himself is Hashem, means to say, if you try to judge yourself, what are you going to do? You may end up saying that Reuven owes Shimon money and Reuven's going to pay Shimon the money. But Reuven does not owe Shimon the money. So you know what? What's going to happen? Hashem is now going to have to figure out a way that to get the money back from Shimon to Reuven. So it's a pain in the neck for Hashem. So he's saying, Hashem is the only judge that can figure out where the money belongs. You can't figure it out yourself. And not only that, if you try to figure it out, you may end up making a scenario that Hashem has to undo everything you did. So here you are, Reuven's going to have to pay Shimon $100. Okay? Now, Shimon has $100 that doesn't belong to him. So Hashem's going to have to make Shimon lose $100. He's going to have to make Reuven gain $100 to make up the loss that you did. So just don't bother and stay home and don't try to take things into your own hands without a full Beis Din process. Once you have a full Beis Din, then there's Siyata Dishmaya that Hashem will make sure that, you know, the right decisions come out. Okay? Okay. Fine. All right, let's stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow, okay? The next Mishnah, we get back into some interesting things, so we'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night. Thanks, have a good night, everyone. Okay, good seeing everyone. Good night.